Portland Sports Arena. This is Portland Wrestling. Brought to you in part by Tom Peterson's 82nd and Southeast Foster Road, Oregon's largest TV, stereo, and appliance store.
Wake up! Hey, wake up!
If you grew up in Portland, Oregon, there may not be more legendary words than wake up by Tom Peterson. This is the Portland WrestleCast, and I'm Jim Valley as we remember Gloria and Tom Peterson. Each week, I talk about Portland wrestling, whether it's the wrestlers or the angles or the people involved. Don Owen and his family promoted Portland wrestling, and I grew up on it. From Centralia, I got to see both Portland television and Seattle TV. So I saw Portland wrestling on the Portland TV channels and big time wrestling, which is what they called it in Seattle, up on the Seattle station as it bounced around from station to station, it seemed back then. But these are my memories as we interview some of the wrestlers and people connected with Portland wrestling. And if you watched Portland wrestling, there are few people who are as connected and associated with it more so than Tom and Gloria Peterson. Tom started his store with Gloria in 1964, and they lasted well into the 2000s until they retired, I think, 2006. So that's quite a legacy. And if you grew up in Portland, those commercials were everywhere. Tom advertised a lot on late-night television, so that's why you always had the, wake up! Wake up! And he would knock on the TV screen. But Tom was, you know, more than just that local television commercial legend. I mean, every market had one of those guys, whether it was Crazy Eddie in the Northeast or Cal Worthington in Southern California. But I think what made Tom different was his sincerity. He was just who he was. He wasn't crazy Tom Peterson, and he didn't say that he'd stand on his head to make you a deal or eat a bug or anything like that. He was just Tom Peterson with his flat top haircut and his wacky marketing ideas. I didn't know this, but I saw one where he tried to give away free puppies. I'd never seen that ad before. I saw, for example, the free haircuts, or he had the free Tom Peterson watch, or even the Tom Peterson alarm clock. And of course it has to say,
wake up! Hey, wake up to a happy day! Wake up! Hey, wake up to a happy day!
But for decades, Tom was on television. But Tom was also not just the face of the company. Gloria was a key part of it. Matter of fact, a lot of people give her credit for everything that happened behind the scenes. So like a restaurant, Tom was the front of the house, but Gloria was the back of the house. And she was responsible for running a lot of the day-to-day operations while Tom was the public face of the company. Tom would walk around the stores and talk to people and interface with customers. And that was one of the things that made Tom Peterson so popular and so successful. We'll talk to some people who knew Tom best, like Don Cost, the announcer from Portland Wrestling, and my friend and wrestling historian Rich Patterson, who has some great Tom Peterson stories as well, as we look back and remember Tom Peterson on this version of the Portland WrestleCast. I've made this show free so you could listen to it and remember and reminisce with me, but we're part of the Wrestling Observer website, part of a subscription, so I think it's like $12 a month or something. If you're a fan of professional wrestling, Dave Meltzer is the best. He's been doing it longer than virtually anybody. He's got the best sources. He's got the best news. He watches wrestling 24/7. So if you're a wrestling fan and you are not part of the Wrestling Observer, a subscriber, then you should definitely hook up with Dave. And you can hear this show every week as well. I also do another show called Pacific Rim with Fumi Saito, who is Japan's leading wrestling historian. We talk about history and all the news that's happening in Japan. There's just a ton of stuff as part of the Wrestling Observer, so check it out at WrestlingObserver.com. But today, we are reminiscing about Tom and Gloria Peterson. As I do the show, I always, before I do an interview with whomever my guest is, I always play a cut from Tom Peterson. because if you didn't grow up here, I wanted you to kind of get the flavor of what Portland wrestling was about and what Tom Peterson was about. This show is more than just Portland wrestling. This is sort of a cultural anthropological show because, you know, when I was a little kid growing up in like the 70s and 80s, you know, we didn't quite have the corporate structure and supply chains that we do now. You still had the corner stores and the locally owned stores that you went to. And back then, it seemed like, you know, the selection obviously wasn't as good, and you didn't get everything as quickly as you do now. And in that regard, things are better. But one of the things that I miss now that I didn't understand back then is the local flavor and identity. You know, your Walmart is the same all across the country. And there's nothing wrong with that per se, but we have sort of lost a lot of that local flavor and culture that used to be reflected in our shopping and all of our consumer goods and choices. And now I miss that. When I was a kid, I was like, oh, I want things to be slicker and brighter and packaged better. And now that we have that, I'm like, oh, you know, maybe you got to be careful what you wish for. Now I miss the gritty. I miss that it wasn't as slick. And I miss that it was, each store was different and had its own identity and its own people and its own culture, and things were a bit more personable. I miss that. And I think that Portland Wrestling, being a local program produced by the local television station, KPTV Channel 12, with local sponsors like Tom Peterson, this kind of shows the disconnect that we have today. But Tom was associated with Portland like nobody else. I mean, he was in the intro. Listen to this from 1977 with Frank Bonema.
Well, a good evening to you all. As you probably have heard by this time, or if you haven't, the Dodgers have won the National League pennant. We've got a lot of wrestling action here for you, a lot of wrestling news about some new faces and some old faces that are coming in that a lot of you are going to be happy to see back. And I'll tell you, we've got great action, colorful interviews, and a lot of things going on tonight's 90 minutes of professional Major League Wrestling action. So don't you dare go away. We're also going to be showing you some brand new cars and, of course, some great buys from Tom Peterson's. And that's what we're going to start off with. Great color television buys, brand names at great prices. You listen to Tom tell you about it.
Tom Peterson here announcing our fall parade of colored TVs. All new for $78. And you can buy an RCA, a Magnavox, or a GE. Your choice, only $3.99. Buy this RCA for only $3.99. Or this GE for only $3.99. Or this Magnavox for only $399. Buy right now. Your choice, RCA, GE, or Magnavox. Only $20 a month. That's Tom Peterson.
$20 a month, and for that, what kind of color television set do you get? Well, I think your choice of the best there is in the market today, like RCA, Magnavox, or General Electric. That's right, Magnavox that you're looking at right there, GE or RCA, all 100% solid state, 19-inch diagonal measure, color, the latest technology, great, great buys. I'll tell you, you're not a fool, particularly if you don't buy at Tom Peterson's, but you're foolish if you don't go shopping at Tom's before you buy color television.
Now, Frank is kneeling down in front of three televisions, two side by side and one on top, so it's like a little TV pyramid, as he talks to you about all of these name brands. But Tom was so much a part of Portland wrestling. As I mentioned, he was in the intros, but his commercials, everybody from Portland knew and still knows to this day Tom Peterson's commercials. Let me just play just a couple for you here.
It's Tom Peterson's Happy Day Sale. Put on a happy face with a free Tom Peterson watch. Your choice, $299, and the watch is free. Choose a forehead VCR, $299. Choose a VCR with on-screen programming, $299. Choose a stereo VCR, $299. If you prefer terms, your choice, only $20 a month. Now, that's Tom Peterson's, the happy place to buy. It's worth the trip.
It's Tom Peterson's Mother's Day sale. A General Electric video recorder just for mom. At our best price ever, only $4.99 for a GE VHS 8-hour video recorder. Only $4.99. No interest, no payments till August 1983. And at Tom Peterson, you can rent movies like this for only 49 cents a day. Now that's at Tom Peterson's during our Mother's Day sale.
Even if you didn't grow up with Tom Peterson in Portland Wrestling, one of the reasons I play the commercials is so you can get a kick out of the technology of the day and the latest trends and all the toys and utensils that people wanted. The 19-inch big screen diagonal television, remote controls, VCRs, laser discs, movie rental clubs, all of that stuff. So look back on the nostalgia with rose-colored glasses. But Tom, as you mentioned, he was the front of the company, but he did always give credit to his wife. Listen to this interview. This is from the 60th anniversary of the Don Owen promotion that they ran in the Portland Coliseum in May of 1985. And here's Don Cost, the announcer, interviewing Tom Peterson.
The man beside me certainly has been part of Portland professional wrestling history for about 20 years. Tom Peterson.
Boy, I'm excited tonight, Don. Just look at the people here. There's 10, 12,000 people. I got in a traffic jam trying to get in here. It's just packed. There's no place to park. We really got to turn out. Isn't that great?
It's great. It looks like outside your store, doesn't it?
Well, not quite. We're busy sometimes, but not like this. It just does my heart good. You know, Don Owen has worked so long and so hard on wrestling, and this 60th year anniversary is really something for the Owen family. Just packed. We have some great matches. I know that.
Oh, Tom, let's go back about 20 years. When you started sponsoring, you were one of the sponsors on Portland Wrestling. What has being a sponsor meant to you over all these years?
Well, I'll tell you, the most important thing, I got to know a lot of great people, and that's more important than the things I sold or anything else. Almost everyone in here I know by face, and many of them by their first names after all these years.
And it's been good to you, hasn't it?
Sure it has. It's good, and it's good fun, and it's good entertainment, and I'm just so proud we have such a good turnout tonight.
Well, and you've been good for the sport, Tom, because you are as popular or more popular than a lot of the wrestlers around here. I saw those people coming up getting your autograph a little while ago.
Well, most of the wrestlers aren't around 20 or 25 years. The profession's too tough. But I'm still here, and I expect to be here another 10 or 15 or 20 or maybe 25 years.
Thing is, you haven't changed over all these 20 years. You had the crew cut 20 years ago. You must you take Dorian Gray pills or what?
No, I've got a good woman. She takes good care of me, and that makes all the difference in the world.
Great. Tom Peterson, sponsor on Portland Wrestling for the past 20 years. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Now understand that Tom came from a different generation, and even though he talks about a good woman behind him, that's just the way they talked back then. So I don't think he's being a misogynist. I think he's being sweet for the generation and giving his wife credit. And by all accounts, he and Gloria had a wonderful relationship and a wonderful marriage. So I'm sure it was absolutely fine with her. But what a showman. What a salesman. Not talking about his products, but all the people and how much he loves the people and meeting the people and serving them. And he knows them by sight or by name. And I mean, that's the mark of a good salesman. My wife is a travel agent. She does a lot of selling of travel. And her capacity to remember names and things about people blows my mind. If you and I were to meet right now, I'm not going to lie, I'd probably forget your name. But Tom Peterson, man, that guy is on it like Blue Bonnet. But that's just one of the reasons we love Tom Peterson. And he was just so Portland. Now, today, through shows like Portlandia, and, you know, technology, things have changed, Portland is seen as a hipster town. But back then, with Portland Wrestling, it was a natural resources town. It was a logging area. Weyerhaeuser was king back in those days. It was much more blue-collar, and Tom Peterson appealed to those blue-collar people, you know, making a living, working hard, and trying to provide them with good value.
Where can you buy a big-screen 25-inch color TV for under $500? At Tom Peterson's, that's where. This 25-inch GE color TV, only $4.99. At Tom Peterson's, we carry these great brands: 25-inch color TV consoles like Hitachi, Panasonic, Sony, Zenith, GE, RCA. Remember, only $4.99 for this 25-inch GE-colored console. Portland's number one store, that's Tom Peterson's.
No doubt about it, that's a great buy, but quite possibly it's not what you're looking for just exactly. Well, I'll almost guarantee you, you'll find what you're looking for at Tom Peterson's, because I don't know of anybody with a better selection. He's got 10 different major brands out there, over 200 sets on the floor for you to look at. They're side by side, some great, great buys, color television. Before you buy, go see Tom Peterson. Here's a special buy he's got on a Hitachi 13-inch for just $2.99.
Not only did he provide good value, but he also had a lot of fun with his promotions. Tom had that flat top haircut. He called it the Marine haircut. And sometimes at his stores, he would do free Tom Peterson haircuts. He also did free is a very good price and always threw in some sort of extra with a lot of his sales, including his watch that had his face on it, or the clock that had his face on it, or, you know, Tom Peterson's face was his logo. Sort of like those Andre the Giant posters that say Obey. It was like Tom Peterson was his own logo. And people love it. As a matter of fact, I've got a friend who's literally has a Tom Peterson face tattoo, and it's got skull and crossbones, which is pretty funny. So a lot of people have Tom Peterson tattoos to this day. You'll see pictures of Kurt Cobain from Nirvana wearing Tom Peterson t-shirts. He is a cultural icon in Portland, and a lot of that has to do with being a part of Portland wrestling. Now, we're talking a lot about Tom, but we have to mention Gloria. She just passed away, and as I mentioned, she was a lot of the behind-the-scenes force as far as running the company, and they had a great partnership. But things went bad. In the late 80s, early 90s, Tom bought a company called Stereo Superstore.
Beat this price. 19-inch remote television, only $197 with free delivery today. That's Tom Peterson Superstores.
And we'll talk about that more later on. But that led to he and Gloria declaring bankruptcy. And with that, they pulled back on a lot of their sponsorship of Portland wrestling. And when you talk about the history of Portland wrestling, people always point to Tom Peterson's bankruptcy as a turning point for Portland wrestling in the beginning of the end that kind of sped up that demise when you don't have the money behind Portland wrestling because Tom Peterson went into bankruptcy. So Tom restructured the company and came back, and it was no longer Tom Peterson. It was Tom Peterson's and Gloria's too.
We're back, right on the corner of Southeast 82nd and Foster Road. You can't keep a good man down.
Or a good woman.
It's our grand opening sale. White Westinghouse washer and dryer on sale, both pieces $4.47. Engler on sale, twin 37, full 67, queen 87, king 97. Now that's Tom Peterson.
And Gloria's too.
The family place to buy. You can save $100 today.
When you buy this 10-piece queen bed package.
Only $199, and here's what you get.
Queen frame.
Queen box.
Queen mattress.
Queen mattress pad.
Two queen sheets.
Two queen pillows.
Two queen pillowcases.
All 10 pieces, only $199.
Buy it today.
And we'll deliver it today.
Plus, we'll haul away
your old mattress. Purchased by 5 p.m. this weekend, we'll deliver it the very same day. Now, that's Tom Peterson.
And Gloria's too.
So a lot of people will always still say Tom Peterson's and Gloria's too, even though really it was a fairly small fragment of their time together as far as the promoting of the store. But Gloria was just as important a part of the company as Tom was, maybe even more so because she ran a lot of the day-to-day stuff. But they were no doubt a force and a great team and by all accounts just great people, very upstanding people. Honest as the day is long, And we're going to hear some of those stories here today. Rich Patterson, Portland wrestling expert and historian, who's got a Facebook page. Go to Fans of Portland Wrestling. And a lot of these commercials, particularly the early stuff, Rich put online from Buddy Rose's personal VCR collection. Tom sold Buddy some VCRs, but Buddy was a very early adopter, as we've mentioned, of technology. So anytime you see the early Portland wrestling in particular, that is from Buddy Rose's personal collection that Rich Patterson is the one who saved and was able to put on a DVD, which you can purchase. Much of his stuff that Rich has is not out there on YouTube. So check it out at Fans of Portland Wrestling. We'll talk to Rich coming up. But also, and I'm very excited about this, we've got some incredible Tom Peterson stories coming up as we talk to Don Koss, who was the announcer for Portland Wrestling from 1982 all the way up to the end in 1991. And he's got some incredible Tom Peterson stories. Not only does he talk about the character of Tom and some things that happened that I didn't even know about, plus he will talk about the demise of Portland Wrestling and his thoughts on Tom Peterson having to declare bankruptcy, how much he feels that that led to the demise of Don Owen and Portland Wrestling. So I think this is a great show. I hope you enjoy it as we look back on Tom Peterson and Gloria, who just passed away at the age of 89. They got married, or they met when they were 14 years old at a church camp, according to Gloria. They were married for over 60 years. So just an incredible legacy. And we'll talk about that and more with Rich Patterson and Don Koss. But as always, a word from our sponsors.
At Tom Peterson's, the best video deal in town. Choose from these great brands: RCA, Zenith, Sony, Panasonic, Magnavox, JVC, Sanyo, Quasar. And when it comes to price and value, we're number one. As advertised this week in TV Guide and in TV Click, your choice of a Sanyo programmable video recorder or a Magnavision video disc, only $6.97 if you prefer terms only $36 a month. And when you buy any video recorder or video disc, you get to take home free one of these great titles every week for 5 weeks. When you have viewed one movie, you simply return to the store and choose another until you have viewed all five. Then you can select one of the movies for your very own. Buy either this Sanyo video recorder or this Magnavision video disc for only $6.97 if you prefer terms only $36 a month. And you get five great movies to view in your own home free. That's Tom Peterson.
At Tom Peterson's, it's our 1986 Price Expo. Look for the circular in this weekend's newspaper. Buy this Westinghouse washer and dryer, both pieces, only $4.48. This 13-inch color TV remote, only $1.87. This 19-inch big screen color TV remote, only $2.27. This Westinghouse microwave oven with defrost cycle, only $1.49. Now that's Tom Peterson's, the happy place to buy.
So we're talking with my friend, Portland wrestling fan and historian Rich Patterson. He's got the Fans of Portland Wrestling Facebook page. You can go there and interact with other Portland wrestling fans and also check out the Portland DVDs from Buddy Rose's personal collection that Rich has. But Rich, I want to talk about not only a Portland wrestling legend, but a legend in Portland, and that is Tom Peterson. What's the best way to describe him for someone who didn't live through the era?
Boy, I think that if you didn't live through the era, if you can just imagine kind of the cheesiest kind of advertiser, everybody in any major market had that guy, whether it was a used car salesman or an appliance salesman. They were an icon. They were always there. Their commercials were pretty low quality, but people loved them because they were nice guys, and just the way they came across, the way their commercials came across, were so cheesy that you just had to love them.
Now, Tom had been around since, what, the 50s, the 60s?
1964 is when he opened his first store.
You know, and for people who don't know, Tom was, I think he was actually a Marine, and he had that famous flat top haircut.
Yep, the haircut was the one thing that if you were to talk about Tom Peterson to anybody who is a native Portlander, that's the one thing that crew cut never changed from the time that his the symbol of the store was Tom's face, and had it, the crew cut on there, and it's just that big Tom Peterson face and head that was on all the advertisements. It was on the signs of any of his stores. And yes, that flat top was always part of that, a real iconic thing in Portland.
You know, and he would even do promotions at his store where you could come in and get a free Tom Peterson flat top haircut.
And that's one thing that I think a lot of people remember about Tom Peterson. It was in the, I would say, the early to mid-70s when he started doing these shticks about come in, get a Tom Peterson haircut. The trolley between the electronics store and the furniture store. You could take Tom's trolley. Everybody in the area remembers the Tom Peterson haircut, or the alarm clock, where instead of having an alarm, he would have his famous wake up, wake up. That was the alarm. The Tom Peterson watch. And going back to the wake up, I think that was the first big thing that Tom Peterson did in the early 70s. His stores would stay open 24 hours a day. Back in the day when the only thing that was open 24 hours a day was maybe a 7-Eleven. Why a furniture store would stay open for 24 hours a day, I have no idea. But the one thing that Tom Peterson did with his commercials, which ran late at night during the late night movies on the local stations, you would see Tom Peterson knocking on the screen saying, wake up, wake up. And that is one of the probably top 10 catchphrases of all time in Portland TV advertising, is Tom Peterson doing the wake up, wake up. And that started, I would say, in the early 70s.
His audience was a very blue-collar audience. His prices were very affordable, and he sort of had, you know, very blue-collar styles and very blue-collar furniture and products.
And he didn't sell high-end stuff. The great thing about Tom is that if you were just starting out, say you were moving out from your folks' house, or you were a young married couple, Tom Peterson is the place that you would want to go to get furniture that looked good, may not last a long time, but it still looked good. It got you situated in your first home or your first apartment. I got furniture from Tom Peterson when I moved out from my parents' home in the early 80s, and it was fine. But once again, if you went there for electronics, you weren't going to get Pioneer. You're going to get Zonix. And so, once again, if you needed something just to kind of get by for your first couple of years on your own, Tom Peterson was the great place to go. And if you went into Tom Peterson's store, he was always there, and he would go up and talk to everybody. He was like a Walmart greeter. He owned the business. He was a star in this market. But he was still there every day and would take the time to talk to everybody that came into that store.
Yeah, but if you go into Walmart today, the Walton family isn't coming up and saying hi to you. So
absolutely. You'd be lucky if you go into any store and have somebody come up and say hello to you. But that was one of the great things that people loved about Tom Peterson as well, is that he would go and talk to everybody. Many of his commercials were filmed inside the stores with him walking up and down the aisles and talking to people. And so he was in real life what his persona was on TV and on those TV commercials.
Now, we need to talk about Portland wrestling, because you can't talk about Portland wrestling without mentioning Tom Peterson. He is one of the names.
Absolutely.
like Buddy Rose or Dutch Savage or Roddy Piper or Jimmy Snuka. On the list of names that you most associate with Portland wrestling, Tom Peterson is on that list.
It's funny you mention that, Jim, because before we started this conversation, I was thinking Tom Peterson is as much Portland wrestling as Dutch Savage and Playboy Buddy Rose. Those are the two names that I mentioned. And he started advertising on Portland wrestling when it moved to Channel 12, KPTV, in 1967. Portland wrestling had been off the air for about a year or so once it left Channel 6, KOIN. Then it came back Friday nights on KPTV. And that's when Tom Peterson started the advertising. And I would guess that was probably a pretty cheap way for him to advertise. I can't say if he advertised on TV before that, but I know that he started as a Portland Wrestling sponsor when they returned to the airwaves in Portland in 1967. And then once they, I don't know if he ever went to the Armory, because that was still in the days of the Portland Armory in downtown Portland. Once they moved to the Portland Sports Arena in 1969, Tom Peterson started coming out there every so often and making appearances. And you'd have the refrigerator that was on sale up there in the crow's nest right there with Frank Bonema. You'd have an oven that was up there, a stereo system. And Tom would come out there a couple times a year, and it was a big, big deal when Tom Peterson came out and made a personal appearance at the Portland Sports Arena.
Now, he would do live commercials from the crow's nest.
Yes, he would. And that's where they would have the refrigerator, freezer, or the ovens, or the stereo systems, or whatever. He would do that spiel right there, a live commercial from the crow's nest during Portland Wrestling.
You know, a lot of times Frank Bonema would be in front of like a pyramid of like three or four TVs stacked up. They'd have price tags on them, and he'd talk about them, or Tom would have them up in the crow's nest, and sometimes it led to problems. He worked some angles in the crow's nest.
Well, there was one that I remember in particular. This would have been maybe around 1972, 73. Tom Peterson presented Dutch Savage with a brand new TV from Tom Peterson. And it's like a birthday cake or a trophy. You know it's not going to last. And sure enough, the Kangaroos, Johnny Boyd and Norman Frederick Charles III, come up there, confront Dutch Savage, take the TV, and smash it right there in the crow's nest. And it was a Tom Peterson TV. And as I recall, Tom was there as well, and he got all upset, of course. Dutch Savage got upset. And basically what it was, Tom Peterson gave them a TV set worth a couple hundred bucks to advance an angle between Dutch, Jimmy Snuka was his tag team partner at the time, and the Kangaroos.
I know that he did an angle with the Grappler, where Tom had a cardboard Tom Peterson cutout, a stand-up, up in the crow's nest, and I think the Grappler came and ripped the head off of cardboard Tom Peterson. And Tom Peterson was talking about, you know, I'm not tough, I'm not a wrestler, but these things cost me money. I can't believe he did this. I need to find a way to get back at the Grappler.
And I was that the Southern Rockers that helped him out with that?
More than likely, yeah.
I remember the angle, and something that just came to mind as well is the ice skating angle with Buddy Rose. Tom Peterson somehow got into Buddy Rose, an argument with Buddy Rose about how he's not an athlete. And I don't remember the particulars about this, but it ended up being during a Portland Winterhawk match. Tom Peterson had the whole goalie outfit on. He was in goal, and Buddy tried to get a goal past him. And he only got a couple of goals past him. And so that gave Tom Peterson kind of the upper hand on Buddy. Then that led to Buddy Rose skating with the Winterhawks. So Tom must have been an athlete, because you don't just, some slouch doesn't put on all that hockey gear, the goalie outfit, and go and be in goal. So that was something that happened around 1982.
Well, according to Tom's Wikipedia, Tom was also, like Buddy, from Minnesota. So,
well, that would explain it then. Hockey country.
Yeah. So probably both. We know Buddy did, but both Tom and Buddy must have played hockey as kids. Yeah, according to his Wikipedia, he was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. So that would explain.
Okay.
It. Yeah.
That explains it right there then. But that was a fun angle, and they taped that and played it back on Portland Wrestling, so you could see that was actually Tom Peterson in the goal there, going against Buddy, trying to score on him.
Yeah, Tom was a part of Portland Wrestling. You know, he was in the open each week when they said brought to you by Tom Peterson. You know, the car dealer would change, but Tom Peterson never did. And I don't know how many times, if I had a dollar for every time they said that, okay, this match is not going to be on TV. And then minutes later, they go, well, the sponsor, Tom Peterson, asked us to have it on TV. If I had a dollar...
Or Tom Peterson demanded that this be on TV.
Yeah.
So it really got Tom over. That's a very good point that they would do. The whole show, the build-up to whatever the main event was, Frank Bonema or Don Koss, not going to be on TV, not scheduled to be on TV. Then all of a sudden, here it's on TV, and you have Don Owens saying, like you said, because of our good sponsor, Tom Peterson, he demanded that this be on TV so all the shut-ins could see it. That was another line. Yeah. And so Tom was going towards the folks who couldn't make it to the arena and the down and out, so the shut-ins could see this great match.
They did that like literally pretty close to every week.
Well, you know that it was this is a little off topic here, but the main event would always start 45 minutes into the show. So once in the old days when you got to 9:15 or when it was tape delayed when you got to about 11:45 and you saw a couple of prelim wrestlers walk into the ring, you went, okay, main event's not going to be on tonight. But if you saw Buddy or Jimmy Snuka or Jesse Ventura or Grappler or whoever walk into the ring and you knew that they were in the main event, then you knew, okay, this is good. And when you were younger, you thanked Tom Peterson for doing that because Don Owen said it was because of Tom Peterson that match was going to be on TV just for you.
And chances are it wasn't. But still,
of course not. Of course not. Yes.
Still, it's a great thing.
But what a great way to put over the sponsor.
Now, a lot of people, as we were, the reason we're doing this, his wife Gloria just passed away, and a lot of people remember Tom Peterson and Gloria's too. But that was actually more toward the end of the Peterson legacy. Certainly, she played a role behind the scenes, but she never became a public figure until the whole issue when Tom bought Stereo Superstores.
Right, and that was something he admitted he shouldn't have done because it was a company that was already down and out. And Tom bought it thinking it was going to be a great big deal where he could have all these stores all over the area again. And it just didn't work out for him. And he got himself in some serious financial issues. And that's where he had to bring his wife in to help make that right again. And part of that was adding the And Glorious Too to the name of the official business. And what's so odd, Jim, is that you mentioned it was near the end of his time as a dealer, and especially the last maybe 2 years of him being on Portland Wrestling. But what's so funny is that if you mention Tom Peterson on Facebook or anywhere else, people will always put And Glorious Too. And it's I guess that's just kind of how people remember that. They remember the last thing that they remember about somebody like that. But to me, it will always be Tom Peterson. When I think of Tom Peterson's And Glorious Too, I think of the bad days and how that maybe helped accelerate the end of Portland Wrestling on TV. And so when I think of Tom Peterson's And Glorious Too, I think, well, it's great that they were able to save the business, but it also meant kind of the end of the business and the end of the days of Portland Wrestling on TV.
Well, and that's what happened. I mean, who knows how much longer Portland Wrestling would have been able to stick around anyway. But definitely Tom Peterson having financial problems and declaring bankruptcy and having to restructure that whole time period where he wasn't funding Portland Wrestling definitely had a dramatic effect and probably sped up the demise of Portland Wrestling on Channel 12.
Absolutely. And one thing that I will mention as well about his commercials, you mentioned how I was able to get all of Buddy Rose's VHS tapes after he passed away. His widow graciously gave those to me. And going through those, and when I was restoring those, if there were Tom Peterson commercials on those tapes, I put those when I redubbed them and remastered them, I kept the Tom Peterson commercials on there just because true Portland wrestling fans would love to see that. And you saw that same Tom Peterson logo, as we mentioned. You saw that at the front end, at the beginning of Portland Wrestling every year for 24 years. That same thing, Tom Peterson, two great stores to serve you, blah, blah, blah. And that was as much of the intro as Portland Wrestling as that's Frank Bonomo saying hello to everybody.
And now we'll talk to the voice of Portland Wrestling from 1982 to 1991, Don Koss.
Before I even met him, he was advertising on Portland Wrestling. I think he started, I think he went into business as the first month TV retailer in the Portland area, and that was the early 60s, 62, 63, and he began advertising on the radio station in Gresham, certainly before I got there, but almost at the same time, he started advertising with Portland Wrestling on Channel 12, because Portland Wrestling had just changed not too long before that from Channel 6 over to Channel 12, and he was on it. Yes, and you're right. He was as much Portland Wrestling as any wrestler that came through the territory.
Everybody in Portland saw his commercials, from Wake Up or the haircuts or the watch, the clock. There was so much great in Portland.
Yeah. I was going through some of my old memorabilia the other week, and I came across one of his masks that he used to hand out. And obviously, you know, likeness of Tom, and you could put that on and walk around as Tom Peterson. There was a time in the and I really don't know when he came out with those masks. I think it was the late 70s. That particular Halloween, you saw those masks all over the place. But you know, he was a brilliant man. Somebody told me along the line that he had I don't know if it was a PhD, but certainly a master's from Minnesota University in journalism and advertising. And that's where he honed his marketing skills. And of course he used them better than anybody I've seen then or since. He kept up with the times.
He also did some commercials in the Crow's Nest, live commercials during the TV tapings at the arena Saturdays.
Oh yes. Oh yeah. I think when I first took over from Frank Bonaba, rest his soul, he was with me on Saturday nights up there, because he'd come up and he'd sit on the desk, or he'd just be in the Crow's Nest waiting to do his pitch, and I think it was the second or third show that I was doing, he had called me that week, and he said, "Don, I'm not going to be able to be there this week," but he said, "I've got a new table model TV that I if you could stop by the store and pick it up and just put it on the Crow's Nest desk and display it, but don't let anything happen to it. If things get a little bit crazy up there, you know, take the TV and put it under the desk." So I said, "Hey, no problem, Tom." So I came by and I got the TV, took it that Saturday night, put it on the desk, and then he had given me the script to do his spot. And I thought, boy, what an honor this is. And Jim, oh, you're going to appreciate this. He gave me the script, but it was already on the teleprompter. And the teleprompter was manually operated by one of the directors in the Crow's Nest. And he would turn this crank, and you could read off of off of the teleprompter, which looked like teletype paper in big print, so you could see it easily. And the first challenge on that entire thing that night was I started out doing this commercial as it was on the teleprompter. And for some reason, about halfway through the commercial, the guy that was turning the crank to keep the commercial going for me stopped. And then I was just, you know, I was just there. And I finally, you know, I gathered my wit somewhat and said, you know, we can say whatever we want about Tom Peterson. I don't need it written down anywhere. So let me tell you from the heart what a man he is and what a store he's got. And then I just did a little live ad lib thing there. And then the fellow operating the teleprompter realized what, oh, my word. And he started cranking that thing about a mile a minute. I couldn't read it anyway. So we just finished out that commercial. And that was the night that Bull Ramos was fighting Jimmy Snuka. And things got a little crazy in the crow's nest. They were crazy enough out in the ring, but they came up into the crow's nest to do an interview. And of course, interview, they basically take the microphone and do whatever they want. So they were talking back and forth. And one thing led to another, and Snuka shoved Bull Ramos. Ramos went down, and of course I'm right there with the microphone. I'm looking down. The camera's right there with me, and Snuka is he's punching Ramos. Well, the first couple of punches kind of landed on Ramos's neck or upper shoulder area, and he snapped his head back like, oh, wow, you really got me a good one there. Well, the third one did. Third one landed right smack dab on his jaw and on his mouth, and he was bleeding, and he was mad. And he got up, and the first thing he headed for was my table with the TV sitting on it. He grabbed the TV, threw it at Snuka, and Snuka ducked out of the way, and the TV hit that chicken wire. You know, I was in the crow's nest up there, and it hit that thing and part of the guardrail and just shattered. I was in another world by that time. And because all I could see was the pieces of this TV that Tom had said, now don't let anything happen. And they were laying all over this crow's nest. They finally got security up there, including a Portland police officer, and got those guys out of there. And then we took a break, and they came up and cleaned up the mess. And one of the floor directors came over to me and said, hey, that was a pretty good bit, Don. And I said, well, no, it wasn't, because Tom Peterson wanted me to really protect this TV, and now it's in pieces. But the funny, really funny part about that, Jim, is that Monday, I got a call from Tom. He said, can you stop by the store? And I knew exactly what it was. I knew I had purchased a cable model TV. So I went over to the store, went in to see Tom, and I said, Tom, before you say anything, honest, everything happened so quickly, I didn't have a chance to get the TV and protect it. And he said, Don, that's okay. He said, today I ended up selling that TV for twice what we had originally priced it on. and it was just in pieces. People came in and wanted the pieces that they saw on Portland Wrestling with Snuka and Ramos going at it. And I said, really? He said, yes. He said, now, this Saturday, I'm going to have a stereo. And he said, I don't care what they do to it, okay? And I said, oh, Tom, don't do that, please. He said, no. Because, again, I'm not going to be there, but let them do whatever they want. So that Saturday, some of the guys came up for interviews, and before the cameras came on, I said to one or two of them, hey, listen, if you guys want to take that stereo and use it as a weapon, go ahead. And they looked at me like, what? What are you talking about? I go, well, never mind. But that was Tom. I mean, he saw a good thing. I mean, I turned everything into a lemon, and he turned around and made the best lemonade out of it as you could possibly find. I'll never forget that. that was Tom, and that was the genius of Tom Peterson. But I think one of the most shocking and humorous things was one night when Tom was there with me, and the Grappler was making his appearance, his first or second appearance on Portland Wrestling. And you know, he had the mask and he had the attitude and the whole thing. Well, Tom had brought with him a lifelike likeness, a cutout of Tom Peterson. And it showed Tom, you know, the cardboard cutout. But it showed, you know, it was Tom standing there with his hand, you know, you could put anything in his hand. And it was a display. And during the interview with Grappler, knew the legacy at that point of Tom Peterson. And he said, you know what? You know what I think about this wake up guy? And he went over and he grabbed the cardboard likeness of Tom and he ripped the head off. He just ripped the head right off, threw it on the floor, and Tom was he was right there. And he turned around and he looked at me, and I could tell by the look on his face, uh-oh, this wasn't supposed to happen. And the Grappler was yelling and hollering and going through all this stuff. And he finally just stormed out of there. And Tom picked up his head off the floor, and he came over and he said, you know, Don, he said, I don't appreciate this. He said, I'm going to build this guy, because these cutouts, they're not cheap, especially when you have them done in your own likeness. And I said, well, I'm really sorry, Tom. These guys just get out of control, and I never know what they're going to do from one second to another. But he said, I'll tell you one thing. He's not ever going to do this again. And he said, I'm going to talk to Don Owen, the promoter, and I'm going to talk to Channel 12. And he did. I mean, he was honestly and legitimately angry. And he didn't want his head removed from that cutout likeness.
Okay, what's incredible about this to me, I didn't know this. I remember seeing this on television, And right after it's done, they come back from commercial, and Tom is sitting on your desk with the head and the ripped off body of the cutout, the stand-up, and he's talking about how mad he is, and it looks like an angle, because he's like, you know, I'm not tough, I'm not strong, but I'm going to get somebody to get the grappler, I'm going to get the grappler. And the, Tom's promo, I thought that was an angle, and you're telling me that it's not.
Yeah, well, see, at first I thought it was too, but the second that happened and he turned and looked at me, I could tell, oh, this is not an angle. He's really mad, and for the rest of the show he was fuming and really angry about that whole thing. Everybody else, you know, the fans that were there, the crowd that was there, half of them were gasping and the others were laughing and nobody knew what to think about it. But, again, you know, Tom, I don't remember that Tom ever did anything else with that cutout, but I think that part of his anger, while it was real, I think he did amplify it a little bit for the rest of the show, because it was, again, it was another one of these, okay, the TV is broken. Let's see what I can do with this. And I don't know, maybe he ended up selling it. He may have ended up selling that cutout for, you know, $500. I don't know. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if he got some good money out of that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Gloria. You knew Gloria Peterson.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. And a classy lady and a smart lady. And she was as much of Tom Peterson's business as Tom was. And she truly was a driving force for Tom. Tom didn't really do anything big without talking to Gloria, except when he decided he was going to expand his stores. She was not for that at all. She felt that they had a nice, comfortable spot right there on 82nd and Foster. She didn't even like it when he opened up across the street there on Foster. But then when he was talking about opening a store in Eugene and forgot where the other one was, I remember she questioning Tom, how are you going to manage these stores that far away when the success of these stores requires you to be here? Because people are coming in not just to see appliances and TVs and furniture. They're coming in to see you, Tom. You know, you're the star. But he said, no, I think this is going to really work. He was using at that time Smith's Home Furnishings as an example. Smith's had one store right there on Division, and it was a dynamite store. And they sold, and the new owners opened up another Smith's Home Furnishings someplace. I forgot where it was. And he thought, you know, that's pretty smart. I need, if I'm doing this good here, I can do good in other locations too. Well, obviously he didn't. And when everything kind of fell apart and came down, he and his attorneys went to the bankruptcy court, and he was able to get approval to obviously remain in business at 82nd and Foster, but he could not remain in business by calling it Tom Peterson's anymore. And I don't know if it was Tom, if it was Gloria or whoever came up with the idea of, well, let's just name it Tom Peterson's and Gloria too. And the court said, fine, that's we'll go with that. And to his credit, he worked his way out of that, Jim. I think he paid off everybody that he owed. And of course he never tried that again. But he told me one time, he didn't make a big deal of it. It was just almost kind of in passing when all this stuff was coming down. He said, you know, I should have listened to Gloria. And I said, what do you mean, Tom? He said, I should have listened to Gloria. And that was it. And that was all. But they were a good couple. They, from a business standpoint and from a personal standpoint, there was a lot of love there. And I had a great deal of respect for both of them. Let me share this with you, would you, very quickly. And in 1987, my wife passed away from cancer, and that Saturday, she passed on a Tuesday, and that Saturday night on Portland Wrestling, I dedicated the program to her memory and whatnot. And Tom was really affected by that. He knew Sandy, my wife, and she had even done a radio remote at his store one time when I couldn't because I was at Channel 12, and it was on a Saturday, and so she did it. And I think that Saturday night, Tom was asking me, you know, how you doing? I said, I'm doing okay, you know. But, you know, doggone it. Of all things, you know, I've got my in-laws at my home now, and some other people too, and my oven blew up. And now I've got to look for an oven so we can eat. That was on Saturday night. Monday morning, a big Tom Peterson's truck pulls up in front of the house. And guys got out, and I said, what in the world is this? And they brought in one of these beautiful convection stoves, ovens, and set it up for me. I said, I didn't order this. You know, this is from Tom. And I said, really? He said, you bet. And he said, there's no charge. It's from Tom. And to this day, Jim, every time I think about that, I just, that's Tom. That was Tom. That was Tom Peterson. I mean, his heart was bigger than his store. I mean, and that's the way he treated people, not just me. That's the way he treated customers. I heard a lot of stories like that where people were down and on their luck and they couldn't afford something that they really wanted to get from a store, whether it was a piece of furniture or an appliance. And he would pull some strings, some financing strings, to make it work, to make it happen. so they could leave the store with the product. There aren't any Tom Petersons around anymore, Jim. And there aren't any more Glorias around now. Both were passing a couple of days ago. I miss him. I've missed him terribly. And Roddy Piper had a great deal of respect for Tom, and Tom for Roddy too. And I think it was it was probably about 5 years ago now when we were doing a wrestling show out at the National Guard Armory there on Marine Drive. This was certainly well after Channel 12, but it was on cable. And Roddy had, because Tom was failing at that point. And Roddy said, you know, let's do something for Tom while we can. And I said, great, you know, great idea. He said, can you get a hold of Tom and see if he can come out next Saturday? So I did. And Tom whispered to me. He said, I don't have much of a voice left. I can't really talk. And I said, don't worry about that, Tom. I know Roddy's got something in mind. We just want to pay tribute to you and thank you for everything that you've done for all these years. And Tom was really touched. And he came out that Saturday night. And Roddy said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And Tom was there. He said, Tom, I'm going to be on one side of you. Don's going to be on the other. And you'll be right in the middle. And you don't have to say anything. Don and I will talk. We'll talk to you. We'll talk about your history. We'll talk about your store. Talk about you personally. And you can just stand there and shake your head or nod or whatever. And then at the end, Tom, Don and I are going to finish this by just saying, wake up, wake up. And at that point, he said, I'm going to nudge you, and you just mouth the words, wake up, wake up. So it'll look to the TV audience like you're saying it with us. And Tom really appreciated that. We did it, came off perfectly, and it was just, I don't know, Roddy and I both really, after the show was over, he said, you know, Don, I'm really glad we did this. This really, you know, he deserved that. And he did. He did. And it was just, he was a remarkable man. But again, the woman behind that man was Gloria, beginning to end. And,
one thing I did want to just briefly touch on, since you were there, what role do you think that Tom's bankruptcy and no longer being able to sponsor Portland Wrestling to the level that he did before, what effect did that have on Portland Wrestling being on Channel 12? Was that the beginning of the end? How would you characterize that as affecting the end of Portland Wrestling on television?
I don't think that it had that much of an effect. I think that die was already cast even before that. Channel 12, like any company, like any that is driven by sales, they had a new breed of salespeople, men and women, come in that took over from others that were retiring, in a couple of cases, passing away. And the new breed, the new blood, didn't have the passion for Portland wrestling that the previous sales staff and crew did. Consequently, they didn't really go out of their way to sell advertising or to promote Portland wrestling the way it had been before. So I think that, I know that the ratings were starting to drop a little bit because wrestling, pro wrestling, you could see it all over the place. I think that had more of an impact. And I remember so vividly the night, the Saturday night that Don Owen was in his office, and we were all, a bunch of us were in there getting our notes for that night. He said, "You know what?" He said, I went through the TV today, and there were 36 channels showing pro wrestling." He said, "That's not good." And of course, by that time, World Wrestling Federation was going. And I really think that in itself probably had more to do with the demise of Portland Wrestling on Channel 12 than anything else. I mean, the sales staff has to help too. They have to believe in the product that they're representing and that they're selling. But if they're losing interest, and then you've got all this competition going on with Don had, for so many years, Don had been used to just, okay, you got a TV there, you got four channels, we're one of them. Well, you had satellite, you had, internet, you had, well, maybe not internet at that particular time, but you had satellite, and you had wrestling shows just all over the place. And I think that did more damage than anything.
Don Koss, this has been amazing. I'll tell you what, why don't you in a couple of weeks, why don't I give you a call back later and let's talk about some of your memories and your career, because you are as much a part of Portland wrestling history as Tom Peterson or anybody else. So we'll focus on you in a couple of weeks. So I'll give you some time, come up with your best stories, and you hit it out of the park today. So I'm looking for another home run next time. All right.
Well, if it's going to be about me, it'll be a bunt, and maybe I can make it to first base. But thank you, Jim. I appreciate that, and we'll see what we can do. A couple of weeks, we'll see if we can make it happen.
Thank you, Don Koss. Thank you, Tom Peterson, and Gloria too. I'm Jim Valley. This has been the Portland WrestleCast.
Wake up. Hey, wake up to a happy day. Wake up. Hey, wake up to a happy day.
So long, everybody. From the Portland Sports Arena, this has been Portland Wrestling. Brought to you in part by Marv Duncan Ford, where you're number one. And by Tom Peterson's Winnipeg 18th anniversary continues at 82nd and Southeast Foster Road.